Welcome back. Thank you for joining us for our coverage of the first presidential debate tonight in Cleveland.
Indeed. Instead of peppering you with opinions from a panel of folks, we're just going to focus on the straight news of what happened during the debate tonight.
While the president and Joe Biden debated inside the Samson Pavilion, there was another exchange of words tonight that was outside of the debate venue. Supporters of both men confronting each other in the street as protesters gathered in Cleveland. And it is all going on under a blanket of incredibly tight security. Cleveland police are there. The National Guard is also there. And News Nation's Tom Negevin is there as well for us live to bring us up to date on the latest in Cleveland tonight. Tom?
That's right. Yeah, Marnie, and as we've been telling you, we've been learning a lot about security preparations and the ongoing security operation here via our News Nation affiliate here in Cleveland, who tells us that days off have been canceled, for example, for Cleveland police officers who are working 12-hour shifts, supported by the National Guard. And on background, law enforcement here tells us they have no doubts about their ability to keep the peace during this entire event and in the time that goes forward into the next couple of days. They still are taking nothing for granted.
Supporters from both sides exchanging views outside the debate venue tonight, sometimes not so pleasant.
BLM sucks.
Tension building as the candidate supporters fill the streets. Competing to make their voices heard, and that includes two groups of Republicans here to oppose the president.
He tries to look good, but he really doesn't care about anybody.
He's not a fiscal conservative. He's not a conservative at all.
They're willing to destroy the country to get Trump. What is this madness?
It's all happening under the watchful eye of police on the ground and in the air, on bikes, in riot gear, backed up by the Ohio National Guard. The immediate area around the Cleveland Clinic completely locked down.
Just want to make sure that we're a step ahead.
Everyone here remembers the peaceful protests that erupted in violence last spring, costing millions in damage. No one wants a repeat. What they do want is free speech, whether it's for Joe Biden.
We believe Joe Biden has the best plan to help lift up middle-class families and end the structural racism that has plagued communities like Cleveland and across this country.
Or Donald Trump.
He's an amazing man. God bless him. I don't care about his tax returns. I don't care about any of that.
And back out here with a live look at the situation outside the Samson Pavilion. All is calm right now. These are Cleveland police officers, many of them in riot and tactical gear, alongside the Ohio National Guard brought in for this. But Cleveland is the lead law enforcement agency tasked with maintaining security and peace here. And that is exactly what they've been doing. Although, as you have seen, as we have seen over the last couple of days, a lot of views exchanged by supporters of both candidates outside the venue here on the street. It's gotten a little loud. It's gotten a bit aggressive, much like the situation inside tonight. But we're happy to report it has always remained civil and peaceful. Live in Cleveland, Tom Negevin, News Nation.